And now joining us, we have Paul Fowler on the line. He's from the Biocomposites Centre at Bangor University. Paul specialises in the design and study of biocomposite materials. That's things like bioplastics and bioresins. And he's helping companies across the globe try and practice greener technology. So, Paul, what exactly is a biocomposite material?
Chris, a biocomposite material is a material which consists of two components, a matrix and a fibre reinforcement. Now, in the biocomposite case, we look for the fibre reinforcement and ideally the matrix both to be derived from natural materials.
Now, the stats are that 1 trillion plastic bags get made all around the world every year, and most of them probably end up in landfills. Are bioplastics something that could replace those plastic bags and therefore will break down in the environment and be better?
Bioplastics would certainly go some way towards remediating some of the problems of plastics in the environment. The issue around plastic bags is a contentious one, and there's a school of thought that perhaps says that biodegradability isn't necessarily the way to go with plastic bags.
Why not?
Well, I'm thinking in terms of the biodegradability of a plastic and its inclusion then into landfill, where it may not necessarily biodegrade in an aerobic fashion, but in an anaerobic fashion.
And that makes methane, presumably.
In which case it would make methane, yes. So the whole issue of biodegradability may in fact be a red herring, unless of course the application which you're putting material to actually demands biodegradability.
Paul, I've got an email here from Lizzie Jones, and she points out a particular issue, which is we're getting a bit more of these potato sort of starch-based packaging and cups and things, and wondering what to do with them. And like you mentioned, sort of maybe putting them into landfill isn't going to be the best thing. But can we compost them at home? I mean, our curbside collections say very clearly not to put these plastics into the compostable waste that they can collect. They certainly do that here in Cambridge. But could we do that at home?
Well, certainly, I think home composting is one way that packaging materials is going, and certainly the starch-based materials ought to home compost. Particularly if you manage your compost heap in quite an active way, ensure that you turn the compost and perhaps keep it reasonably well topped up with green matter as well.
And I'm also quite intrigued as to why it doesn't work in these kind of industrial composters that they collect from our curbside. Do you have any idea why they say don't put them in your brown bags?
Well, I guess it's a question of what ultimately happens to the material which is going and how it's segregated. It's a question of really being absolutely aware of what the material is made from and then its ultimate degradation fate.
And Paul, if we could just hit the sort of cut to the chase on what exactly bioplastics are, how they work and how we make them. How can you make something plastic out of a potato?
Well, the active component, of course, of a potato is the starch. So it's the starch that is rendered thermoplastic, and that's typically by adding something like a plasticizer and then the processing of the starch on to make a film. So the starch is the key polymer which is then transformed to make a plastic film.
So what exactly is going on with that plasticizer to make these starch molecules, which are potato-like, into something plastic and stretchy and flexible?
Well, what is happening is that the starch granules are being destructured by applying mechanical and heat forces to them. And in the presence of a plasticizer, and that plasticizer may be water, the individual molecules are becoming sort of flexibilized. The plasticizers are sliding between them to enable the material to become flexible and film-like.
And just very briefly, Paul, what could we do with this material? What sorts of applications might it have?
Well, biodegradable plastics, as you are well aware, are seeing utility in food packaging applications, in carrier bag applications. But there's no reason why a thermoplastic material couldn't be injection moldable or thermoformed into things like caps for products such as deodorants or hairspray. And the thermoformed things will form trays for packaging meat or vegetables.
And there's no danger. And there's no danger, Paul, that my car bumper will be dissolving when I put it in the car wash.
Well, that's an interesting question, Chris. But There's lots of scope for modifying starches to make them less biodegradable, so that you can actually tailor the life of the product, if you will, by doing some modifications with other biomaterials to prevent them being quite so biodegradable as they first be. So
that's quite a relief. Thank you very much. That was Paul Fowler, and he's at the University of Bangor. Thanks, Paul.